unlike one thing that we find. One thing
through Krishna is the field of the Buddha Krishna with one center.
Even while living in the material world, even with covered over by the material senses, still one will be able to feel the presence of Krishna by all means, the one senses are purified. But till that purification takes place, one should be convinced that because my senses are impure, I am not able to feel the presence of the Lord, nor am I able to appreciate the mercy that comes from Him in so many different ways. So the one who chants the holy name with this particular understanding, with the desire to cleanse the senses and purify the mind and come someday to the state of being able to appreciate the Lord's mercy, only can feel the presence of Krishna, that even they see Krishna face to face. So the most famous poet, Prabhupada used to quote, Atashti Krishna Amar Nagode Krati Mindre, Sevan Kendi Vala Sarana Sarasara. So that verse illustrates the same point, that by eating prasad and by chanting the holy name and by engaging the senses only in the Lord's service, one sense will become purified. And then in one day, you are perceiving Krishna. I read a very amazing fact there recently, that there is something that the state is below a neophyte devotee. We have only heard of neophyte devotee to be somebody very beginning, there is something even below neophyte devotee. Because to become a neophyte devotee also there is some qualification required. The qualification of neophyte devotee is that he has a very firm faith in the objective of a Vaishnava's life. Two firm faiths. One faith is, the ultimate goal of my life is to please only Krishna. And secondly, I have to abandon all my material desires. One who is having a weak faith in these two points, he falls in every devotee. And one who has a strong faith in this principle, that has a deep knowledge to convince others about it, he is called the Madhyama devotee. The Uttama devotee has a strong faith and strong knowledge. So we can, if you observe our own life, we can understand we are not even neophyte devotees. Because we are not convinced about these two points. One step below neophyte devotee are the four types of people, Chaturvidha, Pranandana, Anjana, Chaturvidha. They are convinced that God can supply all my necessities. So they are selfishly oriented. And they hardly think about Krishna's pleasure while doing their own activities. They only think about themselves and their peace of mind, their happiness, their pleasure. And they are not convinced sufficiently to give up material desires. So, Prabhupada says, Go Maharaj was a neophyte devotee, Kamishalikai, Prabhupada says. Which means when he went to follow and worship God Krishna, gradually his conviction increased his point. The only goal of life is to please Krishna, and I have to abandon all my material desires. That's why Prabhupada is Kamishalikai. Then eventually, this weak faith should become a strong faith. So we can work on this consciousness in our everyday life without our faith in these two points is increasing. So really it is increasing, then we enter the realm of Krishna and his world more. And the world of influence and education gradually will evaporate from our consciousness. Harinam Prabhupada.